and be loved in
return. Can't hide
from a pesticide.
The bad bugs are through,
and the good ones are too.
Good ones too.
You can kill a bee with a little DDT.
DDT.
Make a tree decay with the wrong kind of spray.
If you want a better world, better water, better air, if you want a better world, you gotta start to care. Man can't afford to shirk. Gotta start to care, man, gotta get to work.
If an ordinary dog gets sick from smog, think what it'll do to someone like you. Now a factory smoke can make you choke.
If you want a better world, better water, better air, if you want a better world, you gotta start to care, man can't afford the shirt. Gotta start to care, man gotta get to work.
And the smoke from a car, travel pretty far, gets up in the sky, it really hurts a guy, now it lands going fast, it ain't gonna last, but the sprays don't kill, a bulldozer will,
if you want a better world, better water, better air, if you want a better world, you gotta start to care, man can't afford the shirt, gotta start to care, man. And gotta get to work.
By the dawn's early light, and the rocket's red glare, you can't see a thing, there's a billboard there, if your water tastes bad, and your air smells sad, what can you do, it's up to you,
if you want a better world, better water, better air, if you want a better world, you gotta start to care, man can't afford the shirt, gotta start to care, man. Gotta get to work.
If it weren't for the birds, remember my pet, the balance of nature would be upset. The insects of the world would surely double, and the people of the world would be in trouble. If the balance of nature is ever unbalanced, whatever will happen will not be good. If it weren't for the snakes, mice would multiply. And without the algae, the fish would die. The flowers and the fruit need pollination, and the balance of nature consideration.
Trees are chopped down, we have floods and soil erosion and a reduced water supply. If too many plants are destroyed, the animals may not have enough food and oxygen. If too many animals are killed, the minerals and carbon dioxide that animals supply to plants will be diminished.
The balance of nature must not be unbalanced. The balance of nature should be understood.
If the balance of nature is ever unbalanced, whatever will happen will not be good.
We are all solid members of the rock family. We're metamorphic, igneous, or sedimentary.
I'm granite.
I'm agate.
I'm sandstone.
I'm soapstone.
We're flint, gneiss, and gypsum.
And quartzite. I'm limestone.
I'm pumice.
And I am mica schist.
We're porphyry, obsidian, and marble.
But we're all solid members of the rock family.
Hey, don't forget us. I'm quartz.
I'm slate.
I'm shale.
I'm hornblende.
We're cinnabar, hematite,
talc,
metamorphic,
igneous,
or sedimentary.
We're all solid members of the rock.
Which of you are the metamorphic rocks?
We are.
I'm slate.
I'm nice.
I'm schist.
I'm quartzite.
We were formed when other rocks were squeezed and changed by heat and pressure in the earth.
Which of you are the igneous rocks?
We are.
I'm granite.
I'm basalt.
We're two of the igneous rocks.
We were formed when molten rock solidified.
And how about the sedimentary rocks?
We are sedimentary rocks.
Limestone.
Sandstone.
Shale.
We were formed when rocks were broken down by weathering and deposited in layers in the rivers, lakes, and oceans.
We are all solid members of the rock family. We're metamorphic, igneous, or sedimentary.
I'm granite.
I'm agate.
I'm sandstone.
I'm soapstone.
We're flint,
gneiss, and gypsum,
and quartzite.
I'm limestone.
I'm pumice.
And I am mica schist.
We're porphyry, obsidian, and marble.
We are all different creatures of the same family tree, but we're all solid.
We have the mountains and the forests and the rivers and the valleys and the natural resources they contain. We have the natural resources, but the theme of my discourse is just how long will those resources all remain.
If we study conservation and practice conservation, there's no doubt that it will keep our nation strong. It's my earnest observation that the entire population join the chorus of the conservation song.
We
With scientific crop rotation and the proper irrigation, we can stop our soil from washing down the drain. We can increase reforestation and reduce the conflagrations that are burning up the trees that do remain.
If we study conservation and practice conservation, there's no doubt that it will keep our nation strong. It's my earnest observation that the entire population join the chorus of the conservation song.
We have to find the right solution for the problem of pollution that is poisoning the water and the air. And it's appropriate to mention that an ounce of flood prevention would be worth a pound of after-flood repair.
If we study conservation and practice conservation, there's no doubt that it will keep our nation strong. It's my earnest observation that the anti-population join the chorus of the conservation song. And practice conservation, there's no doubt that it will keep our nation strong. It's my earnest observation that the anti-population join the chorus of the conservation song.
The movement of water, that's my purpose, whether on, above, or below the earth's surface. In the continuous cycle, my work's never done, cause I'm driven by energy from the sun. I travel through the sea, through the air, through the ground. You could say that water really gets around, but in fact most water's just chilling in the oceans. Only a small fraction is really in motion at any given time, but yo, that's the way it goes when we're studying the voyages of H2O. In the cycle, water changes states at various places, the three states being ice, liquid, and water vapor. But this cycle strays from the norm, cause through the process, water still keeps the same structural form. While other cycles involve chemical change, water may change states, but its structure stays the same. I rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. So when water transforms from liquid to gas and rises up into the atmosphere, that's evaporation, a process made possible by energy from the sun, also known as solar radiation. And when this water vapor in the sky reforms into liquid water droplets, that's condensation. And when this water falls back down to the earth as rain, snow, hail, and sleet, that's precipitation. Plants have their own type of evaporation through their stomata, which is called transpiration. Though collectively the term used for transpiration plus all other evaporation is evapotranspiration. Two more terms to add to your collection. The movement of water through the air is advection. And speaking of keeping it moving, understand that runoff is water flowing across the land. I rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground is rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground is rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle.
Did you ever stop to think a minute, just a minute or two? There's nothing wrong with this world but the people in it, and that means me and you. The greening of America is spreading through the land. the youngest nation of them all, is stretching out its hand, emerging from those growing pains, a much too rapid growth, we're reaching out. So hear a shout, we'll take a brand new world. If you shook everyone of this earth and took a good look around, you'd find a perfect work of art, whether looking up or down on the ground. And if you shook everyone off of this earth and had a brand new start, the first job you would have would be putting back its heart. The greening of America is about to take place. The years and tears of learning has wizened up its face. The dream that was America will never go to waste. We're not about to use this land just for breathing space. The dreaming of America is sprouting all over the place. A brand new generation is showing up its face. Together we will take a stand. Together we will pray to keep our land,
keep our land
green with love,
green with love,
greening every day.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening to you. A lovely spring day here on planet Earth. I am KBC, and this is the Bit Slap for Earth Day 2014, the 44th Earth Day. And I would just have to say that nobody's really paying attention, because things are worse now than they were back then. At least there's an awareness going on, but it's not helping. Things are going downhill further and further, and the dialogue is being controlled by the deniers, the people who are causing the problems. And they're causing the problems not because they're ignorant of them, it's because they're making money off of them. You know, you got all these oil companies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Don't get me started, but anyway, let's just start with the playlist. Don't get me going here. We started with some band, I don't know who they were. Okay, the vocalist was Allison Williams. Allison Williams from the HB show Girls, Brian Williams' lovely daughter. And that was, of course, Nature Boy, followed by the Ecology Song from the Good Timers. I think that they had something to do with Boy Scouts. I don't know. And then we heard from Marais and Miranda. We heard three from them, one of those Sizaret educational experiment song type records. This one was Nature Songs, and we heard The Balance of Nature. We heard Song of the Rocks. Yeah, that was one for you. And we heard the Conservation Song from Marais and Miranda, presumably right before they came and got them and took them away. We heard the Water Cycle Rap from Alex Cottenham and Cal Anthony, The Greening of America. Okay, and of course the greening of America is not happening fast enough. We are very close to the tipping point, carbon dioxide, et cetera, all that crap in the atmosphere. It's affecting multiple ecozones, ecosystems, and pretty soon we're not going to have any water. The rainforests in South America are on their way out, et cetera, et cetera. And the human race will be too. So I'm just glad I'm going to be dead in 20 years, all right? And I'm sorry for the rest of you who are going to have to stick around without me. So there you go. Anyway, we've got more stuff coming up. Pay attention to the following piece especially.
This is Charles and David Koch, oil barons with personal fortunes of over $21 billion each. But perhaps their greatest achievement is helping convince the world that global warming doesn't exist. In the early 1990s, a scientific consensus began to emerge that burning fossil fuels, such as oil and coal, was changing the Earth's climate. In order to protect profits, these industries devised a plan to reposition global warming as a theory and not fact, and designed what a recent Greenpeace report dubbed the climate change denial machine.
It's a network of corporations and think tanks, front groups, who try to lie about the climate science, stop policies that will solve global warming. Of all the dirty energy money that's coming into Washington trying to influence policies, Coke is the worst. Coke is the largest donor, and nobody's ever heard of them.
The denial machine works like this. As citizens, we generally don't trust what energy industry representatives tell us about climate change. But we do trust these messages when given to us by experts or by our peers. In 2007, Koch paid scientists to publish a bogus study that polar bears weren't being affected by climate change. They've invested millions of dollars, turning George Mason University into what Mother Jones magazine called a haven for climate deniers, and even underwritten denier conferences. But while the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change brought together over 600 authors from 40 countries for their latest report, renowned skeptic Steve Malloy admits that his side is vastly outnumbered.
It's really amazing, and it's really sort of a band of about 25 people, I guess, maybe a few more. And most recent polls show that more people feel more strongly on my side than on the Al Gore side.
So how has such a small minority overcome an almost total consensus among climate scientists? Here we come to the true genius of the denial machine, the echo chamber. In order to give the impression of a genuine scientific debate, the Kochs have funded dozens of supposedly independent think tanks, whose army of staffers disseminate this doubt throughout the media and launch coordinated attacks on real climate scientists. They've created Americans for Prosperity, who poses concerned citizens.
A stop in Wichita today for a national group on a hot air balloon tour.
The hot air tour, a rally against what organizers call global warming alarmist legislation.
They fund business groups, women's groups, college groups, seniors groups, and even church groups, all adding to the chorus of climate denial. Add to this the tens of millions the Kochs have funneled into lobbying and political donations, and it's not hard to see why no political action has been taken. The denial machine. It can't change the science, but its brilliance in shaping public opinion has helped the Kochs' income soar, while the rest of us get taken for a ride.
Home. Tape the snail shut and you beat him on the head.
alligator's home now. The alligator got no place to go now. We're taken away, the alligator's home. But the alligator got no place to go. Taken away, the alligator's home. But the alligator got no place to go. Oh, no! Taken away, the alligator's home. But the alligator got no place to go. Oh, no! Alligator, alligator, see you later. See you later, alligator, alligator, see you later.
Down in the dungeon writing songs from hell, am I rhyming wrong? Only time will tell. Winos and demos of that bass flood. She's out dancing in a gentleman's club. She got the fire in her eye like nothing I ever seen. Hurricane Irene, Hurricane Irene, blowing up the coast like a bad azalea queen. Takes what she wants, just trashes the rest. I heard she started somewhere out west. She drove the wheels clean off that bed and left me standing in the rain getting soaking wet. The wind don't howl, it sounds more like a scream. Hurricane Irene, Hurricane Irene, blowing up the coast like a bad azalea queen. Does she mean to hurt you? I don't really think so. But a lot of things happen when the wind blows. Like a bad azalea queen.
Does she mean to hurt you? I don't really think so. But a lot of things happen when the wind blows, and the wind does blow. Hurricane Irene, Hurricane Irene, blowing up the coast like a bad azalea. The coast like a bad azalea queen, blowing up the coast like a bad azalea queen, blowing up the coast like a bad azalea queen. Hurricane
say, Sandy, you're a fine girl. What a big storm you will be.
Such a fire.
Well, your eye will steal the sailor from the sea. Sandy is a hurricane coming north. She ain't playing games. If I were there, I wouldn't stay when Sandy comes ashore. Came from far away, hit Jamaica and Cuba along the way. Blowing hard for many days, she will blow a few days more. The sailors say, Sandy, you're a fine girl. What a big storm you will be.
Such a fine girl.
Well, your eye will steal the sailor from the sea.
Sandy, Ivan, Katrina. Since 1954, the World Meteorological Organization has been naming hurricanes and tropical storms. But what did these people do to deserve having their names attached to this?
As climate change continues to create more frequent and devastating storms, we propose a new naming system. One that names extreme storms after policymakers who deny climate change. We propose something like this.
Senator Marco Rubio is expected to pound the eastern seaboard sometime early tonight. Windows are being boarded up and grocery stores are virtually empty as Marco Rubio threatens everything in his path.
Now, Michelle Bachmann is on the way, folks, and specifically the eye of Michelle Bachmann will be hitting Florida in a few hours.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is incredibly dangerous. If you value your life, please seek shelter from Michelle Bachmann.
Senator David Vitter is turning out to be one of the hugest and costliest disasters in American history.
David Vitter is literally lifting boats out of the water and tossing them onto the land.
In New Orleans, the levees that were built to stop Hurricane Colin Peterson have been obliterated.
I'm here at the North Pier where Speaker John Boehner is really doing a number on this coastline. John Boehner is just destroying this town.
Local animal shelters are under pressure as thousands of animals have been displaced or killed by Governor Rick Perry.
We can't even take care of the animals that we've rescued, and so some of them are going to have to be put down, all because of Rick Perry.
We've been here for 2 days because of Congressman Paul Ryan. I have friends still out there. It's scary because I have no idea what Paul Ryan could be doing to them right now.
Senator James Inhofe has turned out to be a worst-case scenario come true. And now an entire nation is wondering how they'll ever recover from the disaster that is James Inhofe.
If you agree that it's time for a naming system that names extreme storms caused by climate change after policymakers who deny climate change, sign the petition at climatenamechange.org before John Boehner blows your entire city away.
G'day. Seems everyone's been banging on a lot about the environment lately in this bloody election campaign. And out here in the safe One Nation seat of Upper Shit Creek, we're also very concerned about the environment. There's too much of it. Give us a bloody pulp mill. Don't waste it on the bloody Tasmanians. We haven't got any trees. We haven't got any jobs either, so we'll take a bloody pulp mill any day. So all those dirty, smelly, drugged out, get a haircut and a job, you pack of lazy, dull, bludgeon, greeny bastards, you sit around drinking your soya bloody chinos and eating your artichoke hamburgers and putting bloody decent Australians out of jobs and making John Laws angry on the radio. Bloody greenies really piss me off. They reckon we should save the world. I reckon we should round them up and shoot the bloody lot. They whinge about the forests and they whinge about the whales all the time. What's wrong with digging up national parks and opening up a new uranium mine? Nothing. Well, I'd like to get some tofu, mate, and ram it down their throat or shove some burning incense up their ass. But them dirty, smelly greenies wouldn't notice anyway, cause they're always off their head from smoking grass. 1, 2, 3, 4. Burn down the forest, mate, and slaughter all the whales. Mine lots of uranium, it's not toxic anyway. We'll fill the oceans full of crap, kill heaps of animals now. If it moves, bloody shoot it. If it doesn't move, chop the bastard down. Well, I used to get in heaps of strife for beating up them smelly hippie turds and greenies. So I joined the Queensland Police and now I can bash greenies every day at work. Well, I love to go to demonstrations and charge through barricades and be bulldozer. Cause if you're lucky on a good day, you can knock 10 or 12 of the smelly buggers over. Well, I used to like going pig shooting, but greenies are more fun. When you're loading up the 12 gauge, you should see the bastards run. Now, I am not a violent man, I just like playing with guns and clubbing baby koalas to death for fun. 1, 2, 3, 4. Burn down the forest, mate, and slaughter all the whales. Mine lots of uranium, it's not toxic anyway. We'll fill the oceans full of crap, kill heaps of animals now. If it moves, bloody shoot it. If it doesn't move, chop the bastard down. Well, if it moves, bloody shoot it. If it doesn't move, chop the bastard down.
come on, come on, come on, come on, get on, will you? Come on. Come on. Jeez. All right, thank you. This music always makes me kind of want to look under the bed just to make sure, you know what I mean? From Godzilla. And I hope I'm alive long enough to see the new Godzilla movie coming out. Looks like a killer. Anyway, we have more pressing problems than imaginary dragons, don't we? Yes, this is Earth Day 2014. An exercise in futility, if you ask me. A lot of people talking, few of them know. And certainly nobody doing really anything major about it. Congress is doing its best to keep it from happening. And then you get guys like the Koch brothers who are spending everything they have to keep the truth away from all of us. We started with something, a little piece taken from a documentary called The Billionaire's Tea Party from a guy named Taki Oldham. I guess he was the narrator there, but that was, of course, the Koch brothers' amazing climate denial machine there for you. Paulette Ray, real estate in Florida, vanishing fast. Hurricane Irene was from Neptune's Buffalo back in 1999. I did a little research, and the Hurricane Irene we just had a little while ago was the sixth since 1959. The name is now retired because she fucked everybody up. If you're a really bad hurricane, you get your name retired. It's like the Hall of Fame. After that, Super Strong Standy Song. Say that three times fast. That was Squire Hogg. The Gregory Brothers, the Tornadoes song, Look at That Tree. And that was, you're going to like the video on that. That was from, from the Brooklyn Tornado a couple of years ago. Last year, 2 years ago. And then we had something, a nice idea. The Climate Change Name Game. I found the name Richard Harvey attached to that. I think that's a good idea. Hurricane David Koch. Hurricane Charles Koch. And then Slim Knackers, Knackers from Australia, the environmental song, Burn Down the Forests. We like to present an opposing view from time to time. So there you go. You've got it there. So anyway, here comes some more. Please hurry up and save the planet.
If you're like most internet users, you probably haven't thought much about what lies beyond your laptop or desktop computer when you surf the web. You probably know the internet is digital, which means it's virtual, information just floating out there, right? Not really. Web pages take up physical space. How much? Well, there are currently about 30 billion web pages, and they live on over 47 million web servers. Each of those web servers is about the size of an old school VCR. And if you were to take all those web servers and place them side by side, they would reach over 10,000 miles, almost halfway around the world. All those web servers are housed in special buildings called data centers, where racks and racks of them are powered 24/7. One rack can draw as much as 30,000 watts. And because of the massive heat they generate, they also have to be cooled. Yeah, that's a lot of electricity. In fact, a data center consumes about 40 times more electricity than a normal office building of the same size. The electricity used to power all the web servers in the United States is over 2% of our total electricity consumption. That's enough electricity to power over 8 million American households. And the electricity used to power all the web servers in the world requires about 20 power plants. 20 power plants just to run the internet. In 2005, the electricity bill for all the web servers in the world was over $7 billion. So, what does this mean for the environment? Well, the carbon emissions created by a typical web server are equal to that of a 15-mile-per-gallon SUV. So powering the internet right now is like having 50 million extra cars on the road driving 24/7. And the internet is growing exponentially. In fact, for the first time in history, in 2007, the carbon emissions created by information and communication technologies exceeded that of the entire aviation industry. And the internet is just a baby.
They'll tell you about Damien.
No.
Damien down 112.
No, he didn't.
Well, he had a terrible blow last Tuesday.
I had a lovely blow last Tuesday.
Well, no, you told me all about that. But Damon was in terrible trouble because the people from the ecology, you know, the environmental people come round.
Mm.
And he was just off to the laundrette to take his wife once down there.
Oh, know. Yeah, I know. He does that every Wednesday, doesn't he?
No, not every Wednesday, every 2 years.
Oh.
He's been wearing his wife once for about 2 years, you know. Mm. And every 2 years he thinks, well, you know, might as well get them cleaned up, you know, get a proper job done on them.
Get them scraped.
And precisely. Anyway, these people from the Ministry of Environment come round and they said, excuse me, before you take these wife ants down to the laundromat, we'd like to inspect them.
Why not?
And he thought it was something to do with, you know, Britain going decimal, but it wasn't. And they looked in these wife ants and, fuck me, they discovered this endangered species. I found the only two living examples of the barking toad.
The barking toad?
Yeah, everybody thought the barking toad was extinct, but no, there was two of them in Damien's wife ants.
Was it the barking and Romford toad or the...
No, no, it's not called a barking toad because it lives in Barking. It's called the barking toad because it goes woof. And they said, this is an endangered species, and they've been flourishing there. They've been flourishing there because it is exactly the right environment, you know.
Yeah,
because they like it humid, they like, you know, plenty of humidity and sort of body temperature, which Damien has, you know. His body is usually body temperature.
Well, if he's got anything, mate, it's body temperature.
He's got body temperature, I'll grant him that.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I've got these barking toads in my wife, and what do I do? And they said, well, We want them to breed, and you'll have to keep these wife ants on for at least 4 years.
Yeah.
Because we're hoping these two toads will, you know, get the horn and get in the mood and, you know, spawn some more.
But you see, he's hoping that they'd
spawn in his socks, and he has to keep his socks on for the next 2 years.
Blimey.
The man from the Environment Ministry, he thought the reason why these barking toads had taken refuge in Damien's wife ants was because of the similarity of the bollocks that were hanging there in the first place.
Oh, they'd gone there thinking they could mate with the bollocks.
With the bollocks.
Fucking
And stupid. Indeed, they had been trying to mate with the bollocks, which, you know, Damien used to wake up in the night thinking, hello, what's going on? It was barking toads at his bollocks.
Yeah.
But he's got to keep them in there for another 2 years in the hope that they'll spawn. And, you know, the spawn will trickle down to his socks.
Do you think it's possible that the barking toads could, you know, could mate with his bollocks? Because that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, then you get a species called the web-footed barking bollocks, which would be a new thing, wouldn't it, web-footed barking bollocks? But still, if it's an endangered species, I say fuck 'em.
Right.
I'd like to see every endangered species wiped off the fucking face of the earth.
Yeah.
People got it, they're all moaning on, they say whales are more intelligent than human beings.
Yeah.
Are they? Do you think whales and dolphins are more intelligent than human beings?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It says so.
Yeah, but they're not. Whales are fucking stupid. Can you mention one whale in the history of mankind that has had a record in the top 10? Can you? Can you mention one whale who's written the equivalent of Othello, Shakespeare, Health and Efficiency? They've produced nothing in the way of literature. All they fucking produced is a load of other whales, and all they eat is fucking plankton, and they call them intelligent. Can you imagine drifting along in the sea with your mouth open with a lot of fucking plankton going in?
Yeah, I can imagine that.
You'd like it, would you? Just drifting around in the sea, and you can't, they're such cunts, they can't even breathe underwater. They have to keep coming up the whole fucking time and spouting. And then some cunt comes on telly and he says, oh, the whale has been wiped out by mankind, save the fucking whales. Well, during the war, did we notice a lot of whales rallying round and saying, save England? I didn't notice many down my part of the world.
Oh,
I didn't see whales coming up with the Union Jack saying, we'll fight the Boche. No, they're doing fucking all swim around the fucking sea, sucking fucking plankton down.
The whales were all Nazis. They were the Nuremberg rallies, mate. They were all whales.
What, they were tried in the Nuremberg trial?
No, they were whales at the rallies. Hitler was talking to whales.
Well, that doesn't make them more intelligent, because Hitler lost, didn't he?
It's the color of vegetables and ice cream. Mint, pistachio. That's a real good color, a really good color. Said save the environment because it's green. That's the color of asparagus and broccoli and peas and lettuce. And peas and lettuce, they're good for you. Save the environment.
environment, save the 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 environment. Grass is good and so are trees. They're made out of wood and lots of little leaves. I really, really like them.
Me too.
My mom likes trees and so do I. I like to look up at the sky cause it's blue and green, but mostly blue with a little bit of green. It's safe to save the environment, 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 save the environment. I enjoy trees like David the Gnome. I like to live in them. I like to make them my home. I make them out of wood and lots of love. The Hulk is green and so is my ass. Wanna roll around naked in the tall grass. I recommend doing it because it's a whole lot of fun. Save the environment, 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 save the environment. Save the environment, 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 save the environment.
Save the environment, save the environment, save the environment, save the environment, save the environment. Shit. Sorry.
When I look about, I see change is coming.
loves to go shopping in his SUV. A car that large is rocking, yeah, fits him to a T. When he gets behind the wheel, feels that engine whine. He doesn't think of the gasoline and he's burning all of the time. Will it be an hour later when he gets a clue? Global warming is coming, baby, it's gonna get you. Well, I make so much money I could buy me a continent. I'm gonna build me a trophy house with every compliment. A fridge as big as Venus, a stove as big as Mars, with all the modern conveniences. You see, I'm a star. Will it be now or later when he gets a clue? Global warming is coming, baby, it's gonna get you. Well, the glaciers are all melting and the Arctic's turning green. Polar bears with seamy lairs go floating down the stream. Harp seals have changed color, they're no longer white. And our bronze complected and extremely uptight. Will it be now or later when he gets a clue? Global warming is coming, baby, it's gonna get you. Glaciers are all melting and the Arctic's turning green. Polar bears have seen their lairs go floating down the stream. Where the harp seals have changed color, they're no longer white. And our bronze complected and extremely uptight. Will it be now or later when it gets clue? Global warming is coming, baby, it's gonna get you. Global warming is coming, baby, it's gonna knock you on your face. Yeah, it's a huge disgrace, global warming, yeah. Oh, SPF 163, all that's left for you and for me, global warming.
Hey, so let me ask you a question here, just between you and me. If you had a, you know, a neighbor or a roommate or, you know, one of your family members or something was, you know, just making a mess out of everything, trashing your house, stinking everything up, throwing crap against the walls, you know, and then not cleaning it up, but saying, well, like, there's no problem there. Would you, like, say something? Would you be like, oh, well, here's $20. Why don't you do that some more? That's a great idea. Or would you be like, get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck off my planet. These are the same people, I think, who are quite willing to scuttle the entire economy on the off chance that we might have another terrorist attack. Not that it's a good thing, of course, but, you know, they were ready to throw everything away for this. I mean, they were like, okay, well, we have to do this. But they're not willing to lift a finger to save an entire planet. That's been very, very good to them, by the way. These people have gotten very, very rich. Payback would seem to be called for, but no. Anyway, don't get me started on these guys. We started with something from somebody called Smart Green Sites. You can look them up if you wish. That was about how the internet is bad for the environment. I'm guilty as the rest of you. We heard from Derek and Clive, Endangered Species. Derek and Clive is, of course, Dudley Moore and Peter Cook. Country Joe McDonald after that. That's right, as in Country Joe and the Fish. Save the Whales. Country Joe McDonald is in Fixing to Die because we didn't save the goddamn whales. Anyway, Shorty 2-Inch, Save the Environment. Frances Cannon, the singing psychic. That was Earthquakes. I've also heard her referred to as Frances Baskerville. I don't know who she is. I don't think she does either. And we finished up with Lenny Solomon, the Global Warming Blues. And if you're paying attention to about it, you should have the blues. Coming up, a little look at the future. And as far as the future here at the Bitslap, future is bleak. I'll be back next week and have more stuff for you. I hope you paid attention. I hope you learned something today. I hope maybe we can all go out and do something about it. Not because of a damn podcast, but because, you know, we're looking around and we're paying attention for a change. And we're seeing that, shit, we're running out of time. We are running out of time, folks. And you don't need me to tell you that. I don't know. I'm in a lousy mood this week because I've been doing research on this and I've realized just how bad it is. So I'm not going to say, hey, I've changed my ways. But I'm going to think about it. How about you? See you next week. We'll be right back.
25, 25. If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35, 35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, 55, your arms are hanging limp at your side. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You'll pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long black tube, whoa, whoa. By then, maybe he'll look around himself and say, yes, it's time for judgment day. In the year 85-10, God's gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. This old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Oh. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away. Maybe it's only yesterday.